This is not rhetorical. How many people want to get blessed today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we are going to get blessed. Now, just a little bit of review because we want to get right into the meat of this morning. And first benefit, we talked about this last week, and that is you become brand new. Before we go any farther, I've got a song for you. That hurts, Tammy. Ryan, I need you to sing this with me. Just pelt it out there when you're just, actually, you don't know the words, so that's all right. This is my introduction. This is my hook. My love, there's nothing in this world, my love, my king, there's nothing in this world I bring, no acceptable offering, mere words cannot explain. Precious love, Lord, you hold my life within your hands. Created everything I am. Taught me how to live again. God, it's you. You make me feel brand new. I sing this song 'cause you make me feel brand new. God, it's you. You make me feel brand new. I sing this song 'cause you make me all brand new. Yes, Lord, you make me all brand new. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, does anybody know that song or the original version of it? Okay. Yes. Thank you. I see that hand. Now, everyone over 40, I know, feel the pain. Okay, let me just help you. You want to see one of the original renditions. It's Simply Red, and it's brand new. Look it up on YouTube. Simply Red, brand new. And he sings it extremely well, and he sings it a lot higher. So anyway, just bear with me. Anyway, that's the good news. We can be brand new in Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, and the new is here. Somebody say amen. Guilt is gone. Regret is gone. Second thing, hallelujah, that we talked about is you receive a royal inheritance. You take Jesus. You receive Jesus into your life. And you just think that you're just becoming a Christian and going to church. No, no, no. What you've actually done is you've received a royal inheritance. Now, there's two words there. We talked about this last week. Royal and inheritance. All the inheritance of Christ is for you. And that's not just the sweet by and by, but that's here right now. Riches in Christ are yours. Wealth, emotionally, relationally, physically, financially. That's what God wants for you. Access it today. The blessings of God he wants you to have. If you think that this is just about receiving Christ and trying your best and eking out an existence until you die, you've got the wrong message. That to me doesn't sound like good news, church. But the Bible says it's good news. Last time I checked the word good in the dictionary, it means good. It's fantastic. It's incredible. It's joyous. It's wondrous. And I got good news for you. I got more good news. God is still putting money in the mouth of fish. Now, if you want to look that up, it's Matthew 17:27. And it was for another lesson. I totally understand that it was to teach the Pharisees and the self-righteous a lesson. But you know what? He still is the one that creates wealth and purpose and prosperity for his people. Stories of royalty in Alberta 2020, they don't really catch us as much as they would if we were in England in the 19th century. Even my grandmother, Amy is her name. And the only two that know that is Ryan and Tammy in this room. My grandmother's name was Amy. My grandmother's name was Amy, and my grandfather's name was Abby. And the reason that they were coined that is because my brother, when he was, 18, 20, he only could say those words. Right over. No, he was about a year and a half, 2 years old, and he was, Abby, Amy. So it just caught. So Amy, oh, did she love the elegance and the pageantry, if not even the pretense of the British monarchy. But for us this morning, I think this might connect. This might connect the dots for us. So everyone ready? It's a true story from another view. Helps us to understand the gravity of what it means to be in Christ. It's not a story of being an heir to royalty, but oh my, it's the story of the power of access through family lineage. The power of access to family lineage. And you know it. People are always looking up ancestors.com. They want to see their ancestry. You want to see if there's maybe a king from 1507 or if there's a queen from 1792 or something so you can feel better about yourself. I got good news, and that's fine, and I've done it, and it's cool, but you don't receive your good news because of maybe some person from 1822 or from 1597. You receive the good news because you've got lineage somewhere else. Somebody say amen. Let me explain the power of nepotism. I like nepotism. I like nepotism. The story, it's a young lad, and his name was Todd. And that Todd is not me. I like the story because we have the same name. After overhearing the agonizing plight of a war vet that couldn't find justice, he was deeply moved by the story and continually commented to that man, this is a young lad, maybe 7, 8 years old. He said to the man, I'll talk to my dad about that. I'm going to talk to my dad about that because my dad's big. The man saw that as really an irrelevant statement, but he was blessed by the compassionate ear of the young fella. Well, Todd did tell his dad, and the situation, in fact, was remedied, because Todd's dad was Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States. Now you know the rest of the story. See, the story goes that Todd walked right in to the White House office when his dad was in a meeting. Abraham was in a meeting, and his father stopped the meeting and asked what his boy Todd wanted, and he went on to share that story. Oh my, somebody say, that's hallelujah. So the lesson we learned today, the takeaway today is this. It's not what you know, and thank God it's not what you know, but the beautiful big thing is, it's who you know. Come on, it's who you know. And if you have Christ, if you are in Christ, then you are known by him, and you know him. Come on, that's good. Divine nepotism. The Bible says that we can go right into the throne room of our Father and receive access to him and ask what we need. Brenda, ask anything we need, the healing of a brother. Jen, anything we need, the healing of a brother. Anything we need, Ask for healing. Ask for purpose. Ask for calling. Ask for peace. Kruma did the prayer cards. You know what? We can boldly ask and we can receive from God. Come on. Whatever. Know that you have that confidence in Christ. Know that you can knock on the door and he opens the door and he receives you and you can have whatever you need. Oh, we got to step into that, church. That's kingdom living. We got to step into the boldness, the confidence, not arrogance. Oh, no, it's not arrogance. It's not entitlement. Oh, gross. But it's knowing who we are in Christ. The next one is tough, but it's true nonetheless. And I need you to hear this, because this is important. And this hopefully will make you do the happy dance after I'm over. And I want to see some people do the happy dance. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. I need some happy dances in here. Now, I know some people told me last week, I mean, we had a great time in Jesus and the worship was incredible and the presence of God was wonderful, just like this morning. And I know there's some people that actually were tapping their finger to the beat. I know there was. In fact, I watched. Don't enjoy yourself too much because you're in church. But I saw some fingers tapping. And I might have even seen some toes tapping. Come on. Jump in. Jump in, enjoy Jesus. Jump in, enjoy Jesus. Now, this is incredibly good news, and I want you to scream hallelujah. Now, this is now today's lesson. Can you hear me now? Are we locked? There we are. When you're in Christ, when you take Jesus, you actually circumvent judgment. The judgment of God has been removed in your life. Do you hear me today? There is no wrath. Well, God doesn't do, he's just love. God is just love. There is wrath. For those that don't know Jesus, trust me, there's wrath. There's judgment and wrath for those that don't accept Jesus. But the good news is the blood-washed follower of Jesus circumvents, avoids all of the judgment, all of the wrath of God because, listen to me today, this is essential, this is important, this can change your life. That if you accept Christ, what you've actually done is you've taken the person of Jesus and his cleansing blood because Jesus on the cross absorbed the wrath of the Father upon sin. Sin on earth was absorbed by Christ. You got to get that today. This is the good news. See, the plague of sin loomed on the earth. The propensity to bad, the propensity to evil, the propensity to crime, the propensity to ruin and gossip and slander and brokenness and jealousy and hate and fear and brokenness and ruin. All of those things are because of the sinful nature that was brought into the earth because of your great 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 grandfather and grandmother named Adam and Eve. But if you take Jesus, oh, this is going to get good. Wait till you get to the next one. If you take Jesus, you avoid all of that. No judgment, only love. Now, that alone, listen to me. If Jesus never did another thing for you, oh, this is good. You got to get this right now. If Jesus never did another thing for you, that's enough. That is enough. But the beautiful thing is there's more, but that's enough. He removes punishment, death, hell and the grave. All you have to do is take him. That alone is enough for us to worship him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength all the days of your life. All the days of your life. Now this, Tom, this is even another, this is even better. Ready for this? Ready for this? You can write this one down. You can blog this one. You can tweet this one. Whatever that means. People, Instagram it. Yeah, that's so 2012. The others. That's so 2017. This is 2020. Duh. People never walk in their fullness. Hear me. Never walk in their fullness unless they know what they've been given. And secondly, they never walk in their fullness unless they know the awful things that have been removed. You will never walk in joy. You'll never walk in peace. You'll never walk in maturity. You'll never walk in hope. You'll never walk in the fullness of Christ unless you know what's been given and what's been removed. Father in heaven, what you've been given is the free life of eternal life. What you've been given is the free gift of the elixir of Christ. What's been taken away is the wrath and the judgment of God. What's been taken away is the cancer of a sinful nature making us prone to destruction. Did you hear me? Making us prone to destruction. See, as soon as you accept Christ, you now become prone to life. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Tammy, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I see people wearing this tattoo, especially when I was at the gym, which I haven't been in 5 months, but I still look svelte. Hallelujah. I used to see this tattoo all the time. Only God can judge me. You've seen that one? Oh my, what a dumb tattoo. If you have it, I'm sure there's laser surgery. I'm sure there is. Now, I understand the sentiment. I get that. It's basically a nice way of saying, mind your own business, leave me alone. Okay, I get that. You're a jerk. I'm not. Leave me alone. And here's the tattoo to prove it. And you're like, I put that tattoo on. I still love you if you did, but you know what? I got good news for you. See, this is good news. You can actually fix this tattoo. You can, if you have Christ, you can actually improve the tattoo. You can say on the bottom, only God can, you can go, like if you've got across your chest or across your forehead or across an arm, only God can judge me. But then you can improve it if you accept Christ and have Christ. Then you can finish that with, hey, but wait, he's not going to. Hey, but wait. It might take the rest of your arm, but hey, but wait. He's not going to because judgment and wrath has been removed. The only thing that remains is his loving discipline and coaching from an incredible father to make you the best you. Somebody say amen. Now, all serious, all kidding aside, if you have that tattoo, the challenge with tattoos are they're pretty permanent. And I would suspect that would be a tattoo you had before Christ. And you know what? I've actually heard stories of tattoos being faded, bad tattoos being faded by Christ because they were, right? Come on. Now, oh, I got to move fast. Yeah, just laser off the can judge me, just only God. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Tammy. That's beautiful. Okay, I got to move quick because we're almost done. Here we go. Man, is it ever hard to preach in 26.3 minutes. Okay, now, here is the two judgments that actually are on the world, that are on the earth. The Bible says that there is a judgment of Christ, which is called the Bema Seat of Christ. And it's found in, I think you see it there. It's found in Romans 14, 10 to 12, 1 Corinthians 3 to 10, chapter 4, verse 5, and 2 Corinthians 5, 1 to 10. That is the Bema Seat of Christ. The second one, this is the yucky one, this is the Great White Throne Judgment. Now, as a believer, if you know Jesus today, then we will take part in the Bema Seat of Christ. And as Dr. John MacArthur would say, this is the exhaustive evaluation and ceremony of rewards distributed to the followers of Jesus. Now, if you're sold out, if you're sold out for Jesus and you love Jesus with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you're living full on for him, then there's a good chance there's lots of, you're going to get like a Grammy. You're going to get like a, you get these trophies or you get these crowns. The Bible says there's actually crowns for people that have done wondrous things for Christ. But here's the good news. Is that if you haven't, if you just sort of eked through your existence, you took God, but you never really let him access you, but you did take Christ, because the Bible says, they who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just call on the name of the Lord, receive him, and you'll be saved. And I like what John MacArthur goes on to say. He says, God gives rewards to the victors. He doesn't whip the losers. He gives rewards to those that lived in victory in Christ, but he doesn't whip the ones that didn't have victory in Christ. The key is you got to have Christ, and there is no judgment. The second one, and this is the one we avoid if you have Jesus, and that is the Great White Throne Judgment. This is at the end of the age, and this is the final judgment prior to the final judgment where the lost are cast in to the lake of fire, where God's wrath is poured out for those that accept, that reject Christ. Somebody say, but. Somebody else say, but. I need 25 more people to say, but. But Christ. But Christ. Take him. You avoid death, hell, and the grave, and you receive the blessing and the goodness of Christ. Oh, the story of the Old Testament reveals the severity of this, and Allison has alluded to this many, many times with great eloquence. God instructed the Israelites, that would be the Jewish people, and we talked about this the other day, right, Anthony? God instructed the Jewish people, the Israelites, which is like a New Testament type of us, the Jews, we get grafted in. So born-again Christians are like the born-again, the grafted-in Israelites of God. So God instructed the Israelites to pour blood, to wipe blood, to brush blood of animals on the doorposts of their homes so that when the death angel crossed over, he would see the blood at the entry point of the home and he would protect all of its inhabitants. That's in the Old Testament. And what a type. Do you see the type? Do you see the power of the reality of that? In the same way, death has been circumvented now because the blood of Jesus is protecting this house, this temple, this body, you and me, protected by God. That's good news. Somebody say, wow. And this is so relevant right now because everyone looking for the vaccine for COVID, the blood of Jesus is the vaccine for sin. Oh, somebody, hallelujah. And I want to bring these last ones to us. The last three. The benefits of being in Christ is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And the reason I pick these three is because I want to sing the song. Righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace,
and joy in the Holy Ghost.
That's the kingdom of God. Sing it one more time. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be part of the kingdom? That's the kingdom of God. And isn't that good news? The benefit of being in Christ is righteousness, peace, and joy. Okay, got to move fast. Now, you get all three. You get Christ, you get all three. You know, marketers will say if you order right now, we'll throw in... So if you order righteousness right now, free of charge, we're going to throw in peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. God will throw them all in. If you're in Christ, you're empowered by the Holy Spirit, and you receive, listen to me, listen, this is what I talked to the team earlier today. You receive the gift of righteousness, peace, and joy. The gift of righteousness, peace, and joy. So often as religious people that just haven't got Christ yet, that haven't got a hold of the power and beauty of Christ yet, they think that if they try harder and harder and harder, they're going to get righteous, and they're going to get righteousness, and they're going to get peace, and they're going to get joy. You know how you get righteousness, peace, and joy? Well, actually, to get righteousness, you're given it the moment you accept Christ. And now we need, imputed righteousness, imparted righteousness. That's the gift from God. So that's number four. This is number four. So when you receive Christ, you actually receive his righteousness. Ah, this is good news. For it says, God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Now, do you see striving and works and trying your best there? No! No! You see a gift, you receive it. Ha, ha. See, the transformation took place the moment you took Jesus. There was the great exchange. You gave up your filthy, gross, horrible sin, the propensity to sin, and you receive perfect, beautiful holiness. That's what you did at the moment of Christ, even if you didn't realize it or not. You were just coming to God because you were lonely, bored, guilt-ridden, whatever. But at that moment you received Christ, you actually gave him your filthy rags, and you took the royalty, the royal robes of holiness. The transformation took place, and now the cleaning begins, and it's Jesus doing the cleaning. And is there any housekeepers in the room? You know what? You do a deep clean. When Jesus comes and does a cleaning in us, he does a deep clean. I mean, he washes everything. He makes us completely clean. The moment you come to Christ, you receive that imputed righteousness. Now, you say, well, that doesn't make any sense. I still yelled and screamed at my wife yesterday. I still did something, a gesture that wasn't good in the car to somebody. I didn't. I'm not saying me, but I'm saying other people. Not me. I had a moment of almost road rage the other day. You know, how can you say that I'm perfect and righteous? Well, it's a gift. You've taken Christ. You've taken his imputed righteousness. Now, the rest of your life is that journey from where you actually live to getting into the fullness of his righteousness. And Bruxy Cavey calls that the credibility gap. Worship team, come on up here. We're going to finish with these last two, and then we're going to do some hallelujah. You receive it as you abide in Christ. As you abide in Christ, his righteousness grows and grows and grows and grows. Now, number five. So can you recite the four? Can anyone here recite the four? Number five, you get righteousness, peace. Yes, the peace of God, which the Bible says surpasses all human comprehension. Peace I leave you. Listen to me. Listen to me. Watch. Watch what it says in John 14, 27. The peace I leave with you, the peace I will hand over to you if you work really, really hard to get it. I give you. Peace of God, I give you. It's a gift. Play something. Come on, play something. Ooh, we're almost done. Play something sweet and nice. Play something about the peace and the joy. Softer. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Peace of God, which transcends all human comprehension, will guard your heart and mind in Jesus. See, the world's way of peace is artificial. It's based on circumstances. But God's rendition of peace is perfect. Joy of Jesus. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear about that? The joy. The joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Stand with me, church. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I receive the gift of the joy of Jesus in my life. The joy of the Lord is my strength. See, two things missing in the world. Two things missing in the world now drenched with COVID. Two things missing in the world with any crisis. Two things missing in the world actually at any time is real joy and real peace. There's flashes of fun. There's flashes of pleasure. There's moments of tranquility because of a good situation or a good circumstance, but it's not God's true peace and joy. I can actually feel the rushing presence of Jesus giving his joy. And this isn't about showing off my plastic smile to scared and sad people at the grocery store. And there's a lot of sad people out there. Scared, scared, scared people. Oh, scared people. And it's not about a plastic pretense. It's real. Church, I'm telling you, it's real. And I believe it's contagious. A joy that comes within, and I just beam inside. Sometimes it actually will bite the inside of my mouth just so I don't look so happy. I'm kidding. I never do that. Somebody start, hallelujah. Oh, come on. And number seven. Benefit of Christ is eternal life. Is eternal life. Oh, come on. Benefits of Christ, I'm brand new. Guilt and shame is gone. Number two is a royal inheritance and the blessing of God that is mine. Number three is there's no judgment and wrath for those in Christ Jesus. Number four, there is a righteousness imputed to me. Number five, there is a peace that transcends human understanding. Number six, there is a joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And number seven, there is eternal life. See, it's good. We're going to spend the moment you came to Christ. If that was last week, or came back to Christ, if that was last week or last month or 3 years ago or 10 years ago or 30 years ago or 70 years ago, when you did that, the Bible says you actually crossed over from death unto life there, and eternal life started then. Eternal life doesn't start when you die. Eternal life starts at the moment you accept Christ. That's good news. Somebody say that's good news. It's good news. Righteousness, peace, and joy, eternal life. Isn't that interesting? Look what it says. Oh, hallelujah. Look what it says. This is Jesus' words. He says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life." What's the next thing? Won't be judged. If you have Christ, you will not be judged. You will not be in the great white throne judgment, but you have crossed over from death unto life. Oh, I think we need some hallelujah now. Okay, ramp it up now. Ramp it up. We need to start hopping. We need to start shouting because we got good news. We got good news. We got good news. Oh. Okay, start tapping your finger. Start doing a toe. You need one more.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Before we close the service. Got to finish every service with. Is there anyone here that hasn't crossed over from death onto life yet? Is there anyone here? This sounds good, but you're going, oh, how can it be? How can it be? It can be. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus did. Anyone here? I'll pray for you. You could cross over into joy, peace, righteousness right now. You could step into eternal life right now. Now I'm sitting, you stay standing. This is probably a little bit more accurate for this crowd. Mm-hmm. And that is those that have Jesus but haven't stepped into the fullness. You say, well, how do you step into the fullness? I'll tell you how. You say, Jesus, I need the fullness. I need your fullness. Teach me in your fullness. Counsel me in your fullness. I surrender. I will go farther in your love. You pray that prayer. It's not that you're faithful. He's faithful. You pray that prayer. See, the Bible says when you are faithless, he remains faithful. You pray that prayer, and he makes a covenant with himself, and he will see you into joy and peace and fullness and maturity. So we're going to sing this one more time as we close, or another one. You got something else in the queue? Oh, good. Oh, and a screaming guitar at the end?
Yep.
Okay, good, good. So we're officially closed. If you want prayer, we're here. We'll be faithful. We'll be sensitive to social distancing. And if you want to accept Christ today, we're here. We'll be faithful to social distancing. And lastly, this good news we don't want to hoard. You can't hoard this good news. You're saying, I had no idea it was this good. I had no idea it was this good. It's this good. Tell people about it. Give it away. Tell a neighbor that God loves them. And invite someone to church next week.